now come to order. Members indicate their presence by voting.
The roll shows 18, Quinn.
Where about the captain or the general? Prayer this morning is offered in memory of Jean Guest. Let us pray. We thank you, God, for Jean. We thank you for the friendship that went out from him. We thank you for the share he had in the growth of this young state. We pray for his wife, Carolyn, his children, and for ourselves, that we do not try to minimize this loss or seek refuge from it in words, and also that we do not brood over it so that it overwhelms us and isolates us from others. May God grant us new courage and confidence to face life. Amen.
Senator Tillman.
President, I move an act announced consent. Prayer be spread upon today's journal.
Senator Tillman has moved an act announced consent that prayer be spread on today. Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify as the President of the Journal for the 53rd Legislative Meeting.
Senator Tillman.
President, there are no corrections or additions. I move an act announced consent that the journal be approved as read.
Senator Tillman has moved an act announced consent that the journal be approved as read. Without objection, certified. Senator Collette.
Yes, Mr. President, I request unanimous consent for 10-minute recess for the purpose of Republican caucus.
Could you withdraw that motion and let's have introduction of guests? And then
yes, sir.
Introduction of guests. Are there any guests for introduction? Senator Ross.
Mr. President, I would move and ask that I move consent to be excused from a call to Senate through Tuesday.
Without it, is your objection?
What if information started from when?
I'll be leaving at 10:30, Senator.
Further objection? Objection, without objection, you're excused. Introduction of guests. Senator Collette.
Yes, Mr. President, renew my motion for unanimous consent to recess for 10 minutes for Republican caucus.
Senator Collette has moved an act announced consent to send a stand of recess until 10:20 for the purpose of Republican caucus. Senator, come to order. Introduction of guests. Messages from the governor.
We have no messages from the governor.
Messages from the House.
The House has passed the following. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 26 by the Finance Committee entitled an act authorizing the creation of regional electrical authorities and providing for effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs Finance.
House Bill Number 15 by Representative Miller entitled an act relating to the restoration of teacher tenure rights on the removal or rehabilitation of a disability.
Health Education Social Service.
House Bill Number 151 by Representative Smith entitled an act relating to law compliance.
Resources.
I have no further messages from the House.
Communication.
From the American Society for Public Administration, Ombudsman Committee Chairman, Committee Member. Last summer I mailed you a copy of my study, The Ombudsman, its potential applicability to the state of Alaska. You may not receive it, or if it has been mislaid or lost, you may obtain a copy from either the Secretary of the Senate or the Chief Clerk of the House. Sincerely, Gary E. Wilson. I have no further communication.
Reports of standing committee.
From Kay Poland, Chairman of the Natural Resources Committee, reconfirmation hearings for Commissioner of Natural Resources. The Senate Committee on Natural Resources has met with the regarding his nomination as commissioner for the Department of Natural Resources. The committee as a whole gave no objection to his nomination, but reserves the right to comment individually. Memorandum on the confirmation hearings for Commissioner of Environmental Conservation. This committee on natural resources has met with Richard Newland and interviewed him regarding his nomination as commissioner for the Department of Environmental Conservation. The committee as a whole sees no objection to his nomination, but reserves the right to comment individually. Commerce Committee has had sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 5, prohibiting monopolies and combinations and restraint of trade under consideration. And the committee reports it back as follows. Senators Kurtula and Willis recommend to be replaced with committee substitute. Senators Ziegler, Coletta, and Orsini recommend the bill committee 7 amendment to the Judiciary Committee. Senate sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 5 has no further referrals.
I've discussed this bill with the chairman of the Commerce Committee as well as the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. And House Bill, Senate Bill 5 will be referred to the Judiciary Committee for 10 legislative days.
Mr. President,
a
very detailed, comprehensive committee report has been prepared and being addressed.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had Senate Bill 188 today for mentally retarded persons under consideration, and the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Holman, Chairman, concluded by Senators Bradley, Chance, Coletta, and Ferguson. 188 has no further
report.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had Senate Bill 58 for health education under consideration, and the committee recommends it do pass with an amendment. The report was signed by Senator Holman, Chairman, and concurred by Senators Bradley, Chance, and Ferguson. 51 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had Senate Bill 152, making a special appropriation to the Legislative Affairs Agency under consideration. And the committee recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute. The report was signed by Senator Holman, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Chance, Bradley, and Ferguson. 152 has a further report of findings. I have no further standing committee.
Reports of special committee.
I have none.
Introduction of resolution.
Senate concurrent resolution 27. By Senators Miller, Holman, Ferguson, Coletta, Peter, Lucien, Bradley, Petrovich, Ziegler, Beeson, and Sackett. Requesting a perpetual deed sale effect in the Blue Fork Island region.
Resources, finance.
Senate Recurrent Resolution 28 by Senator Holman, congratulating Cindy Marie Surian.
Move.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 29 by all members of the Senate paying tribute to the memory of Walter E. Gibbs.
Senator Kern, could I indicate that a similar resolution has been introduced in the House? I requested that this be prepared for introduction, but it was my intention to wait for the arrival of the resolution from the House and act on the House resolution.
That is all the rules.
Introduction, first reading, and reference to Senate Bill.
Senate Bill 270 by Senator Bodie, Willis, Kutula, Ray, Clark, and Chance. An act relating to municipal election dates.
Community and Regional Affairs.
Senate Bill 271 by Senators Bodie, Willis, and Coletta. An act relating to the taxation of public utilities and providing for an effective date.
Commerce, finance.
Senate Bill 272 by Senators Chance, Clark, Willis, Ziegler, Corwin, Williams, Buckley, Sackett, and Holman. An act relating to the operation of vending stands by blind and handicapped persons.
Right.
Senate Bill 273 by Senators Chance, Rohde, and Poland, an act relating to victims of criminal sexual offenses.
Judiciary.
Senate Bill 274 by Senator Chance, an act relating to the regulation of charitable organizations and the solicitation of contributions for charitable purposes.
Commerce.
Senate Bill 275 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act transferring the Fish and Game license and functions of the Department of Revenue to the Department of Fish and Game and providing for an effective date.
Resources. Aye.
Senate Bill 276 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the oil and gas reserves, ad valorem tax, and its relationship to other oil and gas taxation.
Resources. Finance.
That's all bills.
Brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. I might indicate that we had discussions with the majority leader, minority leader, also speaker of the House. We do not yet know when the funeral speaker gets going to be. Our intention to go ahead with the calendar today and then to reset until later this afternoon in hopes of finding out when it will be. If it's Monday, it would be our intention to adjourn until Tuesday morning so that any member that desired could attend the funeral on Tuesday. It would be our intention to adjourn until Monday, have the calendar on Monday, and then adjourn until Wednesday. At this time, we go ahead with the daily calendar in recess for a procedural session later on this afternoon to return the time of the journey.
Point of information for the body, Mr. President. When do you think the resolution will come over?
All we know is that it's on its way. Senator, we checked on it about 10 or 15 minutes ago. Conclusion of the day calendar, we might recess and wait for it at that time. Bring us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Note of course, Senate concurrent resolution.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6 by Senator Ziegler relating to assistance of the legislature at the 9th Annual Boys State. The Finance Committee considered this resolution and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ray Chairman and concurred by Senators Butterwich, Sackett, Rader, Coleman, and Coleman. I have no amendments.
Good discussion. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, this is the usual. Gathering of the young boys at the University of Alaska, the fiscal implications are very minor. Senators,
meeting passage.
Further discussion?
Question?
The question is, shall Senate concurrent resolution number 6 pass the Senate? Any in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. Senate concurrent resolution number 6 pass the Senate. Concurrent resolution number 7.
Senate concurrent resolution number 7 by Senator Ziegler relating to assistance of the legislature at the 7th Annual Girls State. The Finance Committee considered this resolution and recommended it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ray Sherman and concurring by Senators Butterwich, Sackett, Rader, Holman, and Coleman. I have no amendments.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, again, three girls and the same fiscal responsibility and the same recommendation.
Any further discussion? Very divided. The question is, shall Senate concurrent resolution number 7 pass the Senate? Any in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. The ayes have it. Senate concurrent resolution number 7 has passed the Senate. Before Senate joint resolution number 18.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 18 by Senator Ray relating to the closure of the USARAL military affiliate radio station Mars Command Radio Station AV7 USA. State Affairs Committee considered this resolution and recommends it be replaced in the committee substitute. Report was signed by Senator Huber, Vice Chairman, approved by Senator Miller and Neal.
There is a Senate committee substitute. Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the committee substitute.
Senator Ray moved for the adoption of the Senate State Affairs Committee substitute.
Been asked unanimous.
Ask unanimous consent. Is there objection? Without objection, the committee substitute is adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 18 relating to the closure of Usheron North Coast Affiliate Radio System Mars, manned radio station, 87 USA.
Are there any amendments?
I have none.
Senator Katsula?
Mr. President, absent of any amendments, move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Joint Resolution 18, committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 18, considering growth and aspirate be replaced upon passage.
Senator Katsula has moved and asked unanimous consent that committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 18, be advanced to second and third reading, placed for its final passage. Without objection, third reading, Senate Joint Resolution Number 18.
Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 18 relating to the closure of the Usheron Military Affiliate Radio Station, Mars, manned radio station, 87 USA.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, very briefly, the reason for the resolution is that it is the intent of the United States Army to immediately cancel and close the command station Fort Richardson, and the resolution asks that the United States Army do not do this. I urge this passage.
Further discussion? Ready to vote? Question is, shall Senate Joint Resolution Number 18 pass the Senate? Has every senator voted? Secretary of Law, through roll. Any senator desire to change his vote? Secretary of Law, through roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 1 nay, 1 excused.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 18 passed the Senate. We have before some second reading, Senate Bill Number 78.
Mr. President.
Senator Katsula?
Request the prime sponsor, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 233 could be held over until, Wednesday's calendar in the circumstances.
Senator Katsula moves and asks unanimous consent that Senate Bill Number 233 be held over until Wednesday's calendar. Your objection? Objection. 233 will be held until Wednesday's calendar. Have before some second reading, Senate Bill Number 78.
Senate Bill Number 78 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor entitled an act making a special appropriation for the payment of miscellaneous claims. Excuse me. And providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends it do pass with an amendment. Report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, concluded by Senators Butrovich, Rader, Chance, and Poland. The amendment is to page 1, line 22. Delete $13,884.15. Insert $12,975.57. On page 1, line 24. Delete $45,910.68. Insert $45,002.10.
Mr. President. Senator Ray.
The amendment is also to read, to change the figure on line 10 to the same.
Change 45,910.68 on line 10. $45,002.05.
10 cents.
The amendment's been read. Senator Holman?
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the amendment.
Senator Holman moves and asks unanimous consent for the adoption of the amendment. Is there objection? Without objection, the amendment is adopted. Are there further amendments?
I have no further amendments.
Senator Phillips?
Mr.
President Adams, any further amendments? I move Madison Adams consent to Senate Bill 78 as amended, be considered and goes past third reading, place it on passage.
Senator Tuttle moves Madison Adams consent to Senate Bill 78, be advanced from second to third reading, place before you on final passage. Without objection, the majority will have the floor in third reading, Senate Bill number 78.
Senate Bill number 78, entitled An Act Making a Special Appropriation for the Payment of Miscellaneous Claims and Providing for Effective Date.
Senator Holman?
Mr. President, this is a bill for appropriating monies, which we see each year. The authority for meeting these claims by various vendors and their agents for supplies or services rendered to the state of Alaska exists in Chapter 25 of Title 37, entitled Miscellaneous Provisions. All of these claims are more than 2 years old, and under this section of the statutes, the departments are required to come to the legislature for a supplemental appropriation to satisfy those claims. There are 8 departments that are presenting these claims to the state. An example of the type of claim that we face is on line 14, there's reference there to final salary payments of deceased former state employees not previously paid due to the problem in locating the beneficiaries. That sum involves 2 such claims and totals 27,1237. Another example, to pick an easy one that's documented here, is the one to the Department of Commerce on line 16 for $21.60. That involves a claim by Kodiak Western Alaska Airlines for $21.60 to pay for the travel of a Glenn L. Miles, who traveled on July 19, 1970 from Dillingham to King Salmon. Mr. Miles at that time was a weights and measures inspector number 2 for the Department of Commerce. These other claims break down and are backed up by the same type of material. The last item on line 23 is for stale date warrants. To illustrate the type of a claim that is included under that request, we look to see a warrant which was not paid amounting to $553. In the case of a warrant that has not been redeemed, the person is required to submit the actual warrant or a copy of the warrant. The department then researches to see if that has been redeemed. In this case, the original warrant custody was not redeemed. The Finance Committee has reviewed all of the backup material, which, as you can see, is considerable, and found that all of these claims are well documented, and the committee further recognizes that they are legitimate, valid obligations of the state, and therefore recommend the passage of Senate Bill 78 as amended.
Further discussion?
Question.
Question is, should Senate Bill 78 amended pass the Senate? Is there a Senator voted? Secretary will lock the roll. Any senators are attending? Secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, no nays, one excuse.
The President moves Madison Adams consent to vote on the bill to vote effective date.
Senator Tuttle moves Madison Adams consent to vote on the bill be considered to vote on the effective date. Without objection, the floor is so Senate Bill number 78 with an effective date passed and sent. Has before us the second reading, Senate Bill number 187. Senator Wright? Senate standard. Senate standard. Senate will come to order. Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, please revert to the introduction of guests.
Without objection, revert to introduction of guests.
I'm pleased to introduce to the body a delegation from the city of Nome, representing the Hart Gallery. I'm going to be Robert Renshaw, Mayor of Nome. Per Pansley, the City Manager of Nome. Tom Small, the Nome Utility Manager.
Have before us in second reading, Senate Bill Number 187.
Senate Bill Number 187 by Senator Sasse and Orsini, entitled An Act Relating to Membership on the Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, providing for effective date. The Commerce Committee has had this bill under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Couture, Chairman, and concurred by Senators Willis, Coletta, Orsini, and Sigler. I have no amendments.
Senator Couture.
President, absent spending amendments, I move national consent to Senate Bill 187 be considered gross benefit be placed upon passage.
Senator Couture moves the national amendments consent to Senate Bill Number 187 be advanced for second or third reading, place before you on final passage. Without objection, have before us in third reading, Senate Bill Number 187.
Senate Bill Number 187, entitled An Act Relating to Membership on the Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, and providing for effective date.
Senator, second.
Mr. President, this bill came about by way of a request from the Alaska Society of Professional Land Surveyors in a letter which they wrote to Governor Hammond. The Board of Registration requires that at the present time that at least 6 members of the board shall be registered engineers. The interpretation by the Department of Commerce was that the land surveyor also be a registered engineer, and this has placed a terrible burden upon the land surveyors within the state, because to a great extent, while they are registered in their respective fields, they are not necessarily engineers as required by the interpretation of the department. The bill would delete the 6 member requirement, however require that the board members shall be registered in their respective fields, and I would support urge passage of this bill.
Any discussion? Senator Huber?
Well, Mr. President, I can appreciate that. I have also seen the letter from the surveyors. But this opens up another problem, which probably could be cured by amendments. It is the word that puts all members will be registered in their respective fields. And too few of our professional boards have layman representatives on them now. What this will do will make it so that every member of that board will be a registered person in his field. It precludes any chance for laymen or anyone other than the absolute professional to be on the board. And I don't think that was the intent of the sponsor. I would suggest an amendment to take care of it, because in its present form, I'll have to vote it.
Mr. President, not going specifically into the way that the law reads at the present time, however, in terms of the board registration and the board itself, it states that the board shall consist of 9 members appointed by the governor having the qualifications as set out in section 31 of this chapter. The qualifications is that every member of the board must have been a resident for 3 consecutive years, and that's it. But they do have to be registered and knowledgeable in the field. And there is no room under the present act for lay members.
Further discussion?
Question.
Ready to vote? Question is, Senate Bill Number 187 passed the Senate. Members like to take the vote. Is every senator voted? Secretary will lock the roll. Any member desire to change his vote? Secretary will take the roll.
President, I move national consent for vote on the bill be considered voting effectively.
Senator Tuttle moved by unanimous consent to vote on the bill be considered the vote on the effective date. Without objection, so ordered, and for the Senate Bill number 187, given effective date.
President Dewey, and the
Senator Stanley. Senate will come to order. This brings us down to unfinished business, and under unfinished business, we've just received word from the House that their resolution with regard to Dean Gass has not been introduced yet, and so the chair would void the referral of House concurrent resolution number 29 to the Rules Committee with the consent of the Rules Chairman. Is there objection to that? Without objection, that referral is
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate current resolution 29 be brought up at this time.
Senator Tuttle has moved and ask unanimous consent that Senate current resolution number 29 be made a special order of business at this time. Without objection, the order, the Secretary will read the resolution.
Senate current resolution number 29 by all members of the Senate being tribute to memory of all three guests. Be it resolved by the legislature of the state of Alaska, whereas the members of the 9th Alaska Legislature are deeply grieved to remember the passing of one of their former premier colleagues, Jean Gass of Anchorage, colleagues, and whereas Jean served continuously in the legislature from 1965 to 1972 in almost any capacity possible, culminating with his elevation to Speaker of the House during the 7th state legislature. And whereas even after his retirement from the legislature to run for higher office, he remained active in all matters affecting the state and its people. And whereas Jean was respected by both parties and all factions of each throughout his tenure as one of the most competent and knowledgeable statesmen to have ever served the public of his adopted state. And whereas his legislative proposals were some of the most imaginative and innovative measures put forth to solve the ever-increasing problems of the state during the period of rapid development. And whereas Alaskans throughout the state and all Alaskan communities are today and will continue for generations to come to enjoy the benefits accomplished by Gene in proposing and successfully having passed such at the time innovative measures and concepts such as revenue sharing. And whereas the leader Gene was unsurpassed, tough, intelligent, yet fair to the nth degree, having a thorough grasp of the myriad problems confronting the state, as well as being understanding and compassionate when it came to dealing with human frailties, be it resolved by the members of the Alaska State Legislature that as they convey to his family their sorrow and sense of loss of an esteemed colleague, they do so by acknowledging the many significant contributions Walter E. Gass made to the orderly development of Alaska, and the many humanitarian concepts he advocated to enhance the welfare of all Alaskans. The stilling of his voice that invariably cried out on matters of concern to the state and its people will make the task of legislating in this session and in future sessions that much more difficult, for we as friends and colleagues will miss his wise counsel and guidance.
Mr. President, Senator Ray and I had a conversation last night that Gene's passage disturbs us all, and perhaps most particularly the few that worked with him so closely over many, many years. And so I was motivated to just make a quick statement on behalf of us. And the other day the minister mentioned something of Johnny Appleseed's seeding, and I came to mind that like Johnny Appleseed, Gene Gass sowed the seeds of social justice that will live in Alaska forever.
Senator Miller?
Mr. President, just a couple of technical things. One, Mr. Gass served in the legislature until 1973, and I think it's correct that it's typographical. And secondly, normally we have a provision right in the resolution to send copies of it to, in this case, it would be Mr. Gass. Perhaps that can be handled in this.
Further discussion?
Question.
Ready to vote. The question is, shall the Senate concurrent resolution number 29 pass the Senate? Any in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say no. The Senate concurrent resolution number 29 pass the Senate unanimously. Further unfinished business? Special orders? Senator Huber?
Mr. President, I serve as notice of reconsideration on my hold up.
Senator Huber's notice of reconsideration on Senate Bill 187 will be noted in the record. Announcement of the committee meeting. Senator Ziegler?
Mr. President, this is a little unusual, but since our time schedule next week is going to be disturbed, I'd like to know how many Judiciary Committee members are going to be available for a crash meeting on Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock. I know you'll be gone, so I'll tell you. The subject matter, Mr. President, is the Senate Judiciary Committee substitute for Senate Bill 62 pertaining to Initiative Number 2 and the modifications thereof is most important. Senator Ray is going to give you some information, hopefully by then. Subcommittee, I've been trying to work with the subcommittee to get their input, but we have to get it moving now. The April 1st deadline is approaching.
Monday at 2 then?
Yes, sir.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, our subcommittee has been working on this matter, and it's, our proposals are in the final typing stage. They should be done by now, and we'll certainly be able to have that information available to you.
Thank you.
Further announcement? Senator Holman?
Mr. President, Senate S will meet in 106 at 1:30 for discussion of Senate Bill 128. Also, there is a task force that will make a presentation on national health insurance. This weekend, a subcommittee of Senate Hess plans to hold hearings in Nome, Kotzebue, and Fairbanks concerning the decentralization of the state-operated schools, which we're considering under Senator Chance's bill, Senate Bill 35.
Question to Senator Ziegler. I wasn't paying close attention to your request of the Senate Judiciary for Monday's meeting. Did you wish me to read that?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. President, resources at 1:30. Commerce, at the request of the President of the Senate, will be meeting with the Alcoholic Beverage Control members on confirmation date at about 2:30. Those members can attend. It's a courtesy. Primarily to just briefly discuss with them their capabilities. Joint Senate House Judiciary and Judiciary Districting will be held at 1:15 in the House Judiciary meeting room downstairs.
Senator, Senate Rules will hear, I think, one more witness on Joan Krasin's confirmation at 1:30 in the House Constitution.
Senator Wright?
Mr. President, I would defer to Senator Butler that she was having the subcommittee on the general government. It is my thought that he will be taking the budget matters up immediately after we hear from the contingency from Nome. We have a contingency of people down here from Nome, and possibly Senator, if this is agreeable, we will start again at 2 p.m. We will start at 1:30 with the Nome people and 2 p.m. for the regular work on the general government plan.
Senator Ferguson?
State Affairs at 3 p.m. in the Nome Library. The bill should be considered to be posted on the board.
Senator Ferguson?
What do you get?
Yes, Senator. Further announcement of the committee meeting. Senator Katuba.
Mr. President, because there's some business that has to come before the body this afternoon, there will be just a scouting session at 4 p.m. So I move and ask unanimous consent that we recess until 4 p.m.
Senator Katuba has moved and asked unanimous consent to Senate stand in recess until 4 p.m. Without objection. The Senate will come to order. Without objection, we'll revert to introduction of bill.
Senate bill number 277 by Senator Chance, entitled An Act Creating the Alaska Telecommunications Authority and Providing for an Effective Date.
With the consent of the Chairman of the State Affairs Committee, that bill will be referred to Commerce and Finance.
Senate Bill Number 278 by the Finance Committee, entitled An Act Authorizing Special Temporary State Financial Assistance of Eagle River Chugach Borough, providing for an effective date.
There is a committee report reporting that bill out, so the bill will be referred to the Rules Commission.
I have no further bills for introduction.
Without objection, we'll revert to reports of the Standing Committee.
Finance Committee has had Senate Bill 278 under consideration. The committee recommends, reports it back as follows. Senator Ray, Chairman, and Senator Coleman, signed no recommendation. Senator Butcherovich, Senator Sackett, Senator Rader, and Senator Chance signed two pass. Senate Bill 278 has no further referrals.
Rules.
The State Affairs Committee has had Senate Bill 226, Supplemental Appropriation to the Department of Public Works under consideration. The committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ferguson, Chairman, and concurred by Senator Huber, Coletta, and Meehan. 226 has a further referral to Finance. The Finance Committee has had Senate Bill 111, Supplemental Appropriation for Eagle River Chugach Borough under consideration, and the committee recommends it be replaced. And the committee substitute, the majority of the committee, that is. The report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, who signed no recommendation. Senator Coleman signed no recommendation. Senator Coleman signed no recommendation. Senators Butcherovich, Sackett, Rader, and Chance signed two pass. 111 has no further referrals.
Rule.
The Finance Committee has Senate Bill 264, authorizing the Department of Administration to make expenditures for the November 1974 natural disaster under consideration, and the committee recommends that you request the committee substitute. Report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, and security by Senators Buckley, Sackett, Rader, Holman, and Holman, Chance, and Poland. 264 has no further referrals.
Rules.
The Finance Committee has had Senate Bill 265, appropriation for the November 14, 1974 natural disaster under consideration. The committee recommends that you request the committee substitute. The report was signed by Senator Ray, Chairman, concurred by Senators Butcherovich, Sackett, Rader, Holman, Chance, and Poland. 265 has no further referrals.
Rules.
I have no further standing committee reports.
Brings us down to the motion for adjournment. Before then, I'd like to indicate that the memorial service for Dean Gibbs will be held in Anchorage Monday at 10:30 at the First Methodist Church, 9th and G. They've requested that there be no flowers and that any memorial should be made to the Salvation Army.
May we stand at ease?
Senator, stand at ease. Senator, come to order. Senator Coletta?
Yes, Mr. President, might we revert up the calendar to the introduction of guests?
Without objection, we will revert the introduction of guests you have before.
Good. Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce two gentlemen from the Anchorage area who are down participating in the gold medal tournament with the bicycle shop in Anchorage, Jim Holland and Norm Bristow. And Mr. President, if I might, another lady in the gallery who's familiar to most of us and very active in Republican politics and now a member of the state's energy office, Joan Ray.
If I might further comment, that's the only energy the Republicans have shown some time.
It's really the best.
President, I move and ask announce consent to adjourn until 10 a.m. Tuesday.
Okay. Until is moved and ask unanimous consent, the Senate stand in adjournment until 10 o'clock Tuesday morning. Without objection.